Less intrusive monitoring of seniors may be coming soon to more nursing homes. That's one of the technologies being refined at a newly remodeled building at the Milwaukee School of Engineering. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers even paid a visit yesterday, saying he expects more breakthroughs to happen. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
The Milwaukee company Direct Supply is a huge supplier of equipment and services to the senior living industry. The company has just updated its Innovation and Technology Center on the MSOE campus. Evers and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett got a look at some of the center's work. Clinical Director Liz Jensen explained to them that instead of putting more cameras in nursing home rooms, researchers are testing an imaging device that doesn't show as much detail.
That, as you can see, starts to change what we're seeing in a room, pixelates it a little bit, in a way that we know that this is a person, but we don't know specifically who the person is. We can also tell where a person is in a room, so if someone falls, we're able to look into a room and see.
Jensen says Direct Supply is also testing another monitor that uses radar to provide heart and respiratory rate. She says it may change care of patients.
Now I know as a nurse, I know if somebody's in bed, and I also know that they're sleeping and they're resting comfortably because I've got more data. That means I might not have to go into the room to check on them. And that means that they might get to sleep without being interrupted.
Jensen says patients or residents don't wear the radar devices. She says researchers are looking at where to put the monitors in a room and how to do so in a way that's cost-effective and connects to electronic health records. MSOE President John Walls says some of the school's faculty and students work with the Direct Supply employees. He hopes increased technology through computer systems like artificial intelligence will prevent more problems.
You know, to prevent falls, to do all that types of thing. It's being able to predict what might happen instead of responding reactively to it.
Governor Evers, who worked in nursing homes during college at UW-Madison, told reporters that he sees another potential role for seniors and tech.
Dealing with everyday tasks, I think, is really important, and making the technology available to seniors to accomplish those tasks without being burdened by the technology. That's the tricky part here.
In other words, making sure the tech isn't too complex, heavy, or burdensome for the seniors to use. Those may be key considerations as more of the huge baby boom generation moves into senior living. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.